USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday hit out at the U.S. women's national soccer team after they won the bronze medal, saying they could have won gold if the team wasn't woke. The Hill reports.
Wokeism makes you lose, ruins your mind, and ruins you as a person. You become warped. You become demented. The U.S. women's soccer team is a very good example of what's going on.
Companies that are mandating COVID-19 vaccines for their employees are making a mistake, as individual responsibility must be respected when it comes to making health decisions, Senator Ted Cruz argued Thursday. Cruz said he, his wife, and their parents have gotten the shots, and he does encourage people to get vaccinated as well, but he also believes in individual freedom. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Rand Paul slammed a column posted by The Atlantic and written by Juliet Kayyem, a former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security under President Barack Obama. In the column, she states, a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. On Thursday's Fox and Friends, Paul called the column obscene.
So it makes no sense. It's complete collectivism. And all of these people are the same people who hooted and hollered and said, Trump is leading us to authoritarianism. What could be more authoritarian than a no-fly list for people who disagree with you?
This week, senators are debating the over 2,700-page, $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, with Democrats targeting this weekend to finalize the package. The Democrat leader said he's looking at holding a key vote to end the debate quickly. Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell warned not to rush the consideration of amendments. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
While the administration continues to plead for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorists have only elevated the violence. USA's John Clemens reports.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghans' national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Joe Biden on August 5th said he's offering a safe haven to Hong Kongers in the United States that would allow thousands to extend their stay amid Beijing's significant erosion of their freedoms back home. In a signed memo, Biden asked the Department of Homeland Security to defer the removal of Hong Kong residents currently in the United States by 18 months, citing compelling foreign policy reasons that include defending democracy and promoting human rights around the world. The United States will not stand idly by as China breaks its promises to Hong Kong and to the international community. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.